This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Cardi B rocked the Adult Video News Awards in Las Vegas with a spectacular and racy performance that didn't disappoint. She looked amazing, and the crowd went wild during her four-song set. At the end, she told the crowd, quote, "I'm so excited for these awards, more than the Grammys. I don't know why," unquote. We kind of have a wild guess why. Brrr. Milo Ventimiglia, who stars as Jack Pearson in the award-winning hit television drama This Is Us, was named Man of the Year by Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals. A statement said, quote, "He was selected because he has made significant impressions on television and film," unquote. And because everyone wants Jack Pearson to be their dad, or husband, or boyfriend, or... Future said on a recent shopping trip, "When I get started, I don't stop." The rapper was ecstatic while shooting an episode of sneaker shopping in Barney's shoe department, picking up Prada and Vetements for himself and Chanel and Celine for his daughter London. He said, quote, "I buy my little girl 10, 20 pairs of Chanel and she's not even 9 years old," unquote. Spoiled much? Kate Beckinsale was hospitalized after suffering a ruptured ovarian cyst. The 45-year-old actress said, quote, "Turns out a ruptured ovarian cyst really hurts, and morphine makes me cry. So thankful to everyone who looked after me," unquote. An ovarian cyst is a fluid-filled sac that forms on or inside an ovary, which sometimes can break open. Okay, who's hungry? Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper performed their A Star Is Born hit Shallow live together for the first time at the singer's latest Enigma concert in Las Vegas. Yep, Cooper, who co-starred in and directed the Best Picture-nominated film, was in attendance for the performance, and Gaga coaxed him out of his seat for their duet. It was not planned. Gaga's show runs through November 9th. XXXTentacion is a dad 7 months after his murder. The late rapper's girlfriend, Genesis Sanchez, gave birth to his son, Gekumi Onfroy. Sanchez was several months pregnant when the rising star rapper was shot and killed outside a motorcycle dealership June 18th in what cops said was a botched robbery. Four men are awaiting trial for first-degree murder. Idiots. James McAvoy has revealed that a routine checkup turned into a 3-week hospital stay that nearly killed him. The actor, featured in the film Glass, went to the doctor for a physical and an x-ray showed a shadow on his lung. A biopsy was taken and the scar from the surgery became seriously infected, forcing McAvoy to remain there for 3 weeks. Or was it the hospital food that nearly killed him? DMX has been released from federal prison after serving a 1-year sentence for tax evasion. Yep, the rapper exited a federal correctional institution in West Virginia. He'll now have to find a way to begin paying the government back $2.3 million in restitution. DMX was arrested and charged with 14 counts of tax evasion. Tax evading idiot! Chris Pratt is ready to expand his brood. The 39-year-old actor and star of the new flick Lego Movie 2, the second part, said this about his future. "Lots of kids. Maybe less time spent working, more time spent enjoying life. I always want to be that guy that works to live, not lives to work. I want to spend a lot of time at the farm." Yeah, lucky Pratt. The lawyer for a woman who filed a rape complaint in Paris against Chris Brown and two other men said his client was under great psychological pressure when non-consensual sex took place. Brown was released from custody without charges, pending further investigation of the woman's allegations that he and the other men raped her at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. Freaky Friday. Saturday? Sunday. Did you know that Jersey Shore star Pauly D has another job? Paul DJ Pauly D Del Vecchio continues to tour the world DJing while holding down a Las Vegas residency. The original Jersey Shore became a breakout hit for MTV in its first run in 2009, was revived last year, and a third season has already been ordered. Yep, some things you just can't get rid of. Police found footage of suspects who attacked Empire star Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Police said, quote, two unknown offenders yelled out racial and homophobic slurs towards him and began to batter him with their hands about the face and poured an unknown chemical substance on the victim while one of the offenders wrapped a rope around his neck, unquote. Yep, making America racist again. Artie Lang, who blamed his collapsed nose on years of drug abuse, revealed that an injury he received when he was kidnapped 11 months ago is also partially responsible. He said, quote, I owed a bookie $62,000, and a kid who was collecting for him thought I was a billionaire because he saw me on TV and kidnapped me and hit me in the nose, unquote.
Okay.
Has been. New couple Shia LaBeouf and FKA Twigs kept their appearances at the Sundance Film Festival strictly professional, with the pair not putting on any public displays of affection. Yep, they posed for cast photos together because they appear in his new movie Honey Boy, but the couple were weird together, according to witnesses. Of course they were weird, because they are weird. The Trash Bin. Nothing gets between Azalea Banks and her margarita. Nope, the hot-headed rapper was dining at the New York location of Dallas Barbecue, where she enjoyed one of the restaurant's Texas-sized margaritas and caused a commotion. She was making a scene, one spy told us. She's drinking and yelling to no one about having meetings. Sounds like half the people in LA.
The news wrap-up.
Experts say Facebook, up 20% from previous lows, could see another double-digit rally soon. A Houston lawyer is suing Apple over its FaceTime bug, saying it lets someone listen in on sworn testimony. A second Apple self-driving car engineer, Jizong Chen, is accused of stealing trade secrets. A whopping 658,000 subscribers left DirecTV last quarter, including me.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Glass remains the top film in the USA for a third straight week.
The number one album.
The Backstreet Boys' DNA enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to be the number one paid app.
The number one book.
Becoming by Michelle Obama is the top-selling nonfiction book for the 11th week.
Dua Lipa, born of Albanian descent, began her musical career at age 14 when she began covering songs by other artists on YouTube. Her self-titled debut studio album was released in 2017. The album spawned seven singles, including Be The One, IDGAF, and New Rules, which reached number one in the UK and the US. Last February, Lipa won two Brit Awards for British Female Solo Artist and British Breakthrough Act. In April, the single One Kiss by Lipa and Calvin Harris was a smash, and she followed that with her biggest hit to date, New Rules. Now she's back with another great track. Here's Dua Lipa with the Song of the Week, Swan Song.
The flicker burning, you know the time is running, running out. Only I see all the diamonds, diamonds breaking down. I won't stay quiet, I won't stay quiet, cause staying silent's the same as dying. I won't stay quiet, the flicker's burning now. This is not a
was Dua Lipa with the Song of the Week, Swan Song. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.